you suddenly realize that, dude, it ain't about you. It never was about you. It never is about you. It's about everyone else around you. And once you open your eyes and start listening to that, your life will change.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's up, everybody? Art Eddy here for the Art of Fatherhood podcast and online. I'm very happy to have Ed Solomon. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, Ed. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, and it's an honor to be on the show with you.
Big fan of your work, man. We're going to be talking about Bill and Ted Face the Music. We're going to be talking about fatherhood and just all the good stuff that you bring into this world with your creative writing and the fun movies and the fun shows you've done. But of course, we're going to be focusing on Bill and Ted Face the Music, the third installment of that great trilogy. For me, watching this, I have two daughters, and I just love the fatherhood aspects of it. Of course, I grew up at a time where Bill and Ted, I think middle school, watching the movie, loved it. And then seeing this movie come full circle, seeing them have kids and all that. For you, you're a dad of two. Talk a little bit about how you put those fatherhood themes into this movie so guys like us can relate to Bill and Ted's roles in this one.
When Chris and I wrote the first movie, we were, in every sense of the word, adolescent boys. We were immature, early 20s. Our adolescent fantasia, which was, hey, we'll have a rock band, and the rock band will save the world, and then we'll get princess babes given to us at the end, which I'm not proud of that. It made for a sweet film. The movie survived despite some of its immaturity. Even the second movie has, you know, a similar vibe. It was written by two young men who really didn't know much about life. 30 years pass, the world changes, we grow, we have kids. And you know what happens. Your world opens up, and it should open up, and your world expands, and your worldview expands. And when it came time to writing this movie, it was clear to us from the beginning that that fantasy that they had had as kids doesn't work as an adult. And we didn't know whether it would ever be worth it to do a third Bill and Ted movie unless we came up with something that really had some meaning to us personally. And by us, I mean Chris and I and Alex and Keanu.
Yeah.
So when we were throwing ideas around at Alex's house in 2008, the idea that really stuck was, what if it never happened? What if that fantasy lasted for a few months and then reality set in and you guys just never made it, and the pressure of trying was putting a lot of weight on your family, on your family life. And what if you didn't know what it was all about anymore? And that's what led us to, what if it never was you? Yeah. What if the whole time it was the wrong Preston and Logan? It was your kids. And that moment was when we knew what this movie was about. Of course, it's about the future. The future isn't about you. The future is about your children. It's about the next generation. It's about the world you leave for them and then the world they make for themselves. And once we knew that, we knew what the movie was about. And that allowed us to then start to structure it and move it forward.
I just love the way you break it down, and I'm there with you, Sarah, because one of the things I always ask my guests when we talk about fatherhood is we're always trying to teach our kids and give them lessons in life. But just like in the movie, Bill and Ted learned a lot of things from their daughters, right? So for you personally, what is something about your kids they have taught you about yourself or just life in general that made you a better person?
Art, we could talk for 4.5 hours on this. First part of it. It changed everything. And I've had the benefit of co-parenting, and I've had the benefit of being a single parent. It's changed my life. I think the biggest change I ever made and the best change I ever made was 4 years ago when I have two children, a son and a daughter. And my daughter was struggling in high school in Los Angeles in her freshman year. And she was starting to internalize ideas about herself as a student, a thinker, and a person. And it was starting to become a a cycle, self-perpetuating cycle. And she had said to me, because I had been doing some commuting back and forth to New York, and she had come with me a bunch of the times because I was working on a project in New York. The director lived here. It was called Mosaic, and it was shooting. The director's offices were here in New York. She started saying to me, Dad, can we move to New York? And I thought at first it was an impulsive teenager just kind of saying, hey, that'll be fun. Until I realized she was saying, Dad, I need to reboot. I need to start fresh. I'm in a bad way, and I'm trying to save myself. We got her an interview at a school here where she said, I know I'm smart, but I'm not doing well in school. I know I can do better, and I know I need to start fresh, and I know I need to leave everything I've known, because she'd been at the same school since preschool, since kindergarten. She ended up getting into the school late because they'd already given out their admissions. They had one spot from a cancellation, and we had 24 hours to make a decision. And I'd lived in L.A. since I was 18 years old. That was 1978, and this was 2016. And I said, I got to think this through, and I applied what I call the 20-year rule. 20 years from now, when I look back, what am I going to be glad I did, and what am I going to regret? And the answer was clear. Let's do it. Got rid of everything I owned. Got rid of my car. Gave away every part of my... I was going to sell the stuff out of my house. And then I just said, oh, screw it. And I put it in two gigantic vans and gave it to this women and children's shelter.
Oh, wow.
Moved to New York with my daughter. She started high school here her sophomore year. Changed her life. Changed my life. Best move I ever made. I don't even remember the question. But somehow it led to this answer.
No, I was going to say, no, I think you kind of answered it, because I was like, you know, there are certain things that, like I said, Bill and Ted, I kind of prefaced the question, like Bill and Ted learned a lot from their daughters, and, you know, their daughters were they're trying to help them. And I said, you know, they learned a lot of things that maybe they couldn't see clearly until they had kids. And you kind of did that too. Like, you answered it perfectly, sir. So it was just kind of like, well, it's something you learned from your kids, and that was your answer. So I appreciate that. So go ahead.
Well, it's the most visceral way that we narcissistic 21st century Americans can be hit in the gut with the idea that the world isn't only about you.
Mm-hmm.
You suddenly realize that, dude, it ain't about you. It never was about you. It never is about you. It's about everyone else around you. And once you open your eyes and start listening to that, your life will change. And to me, that on this level is what the movie was about. It's not about you creating a song that's so... Am I allowed to swear on this?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
All right, you can bleep it out. It's not about you that you've written a song that's so good that the world is going to change. No. It's about your children. Understand something on a deeper level, which is it's about listening. It's about hearing other people play together, and it's about forming that into something meaningful. And what's meaningful is not that you are such a brilliant artist, you stupid narcissistic you. It's that the rest of the world is making music that if you only listen to and let it harmonize, it would change you as much as it will change everyone else. And that's how having kids, I think, changed it for me.
Well said, man. I really appreciate that. And again, you kind of broke it down, the blueprint of starting Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and then Bogus Journey. And now, of course, with Face the Music and where you guys were. And just to hear that you guys started talking, Chris and then Alex and Keanu, back in 2008, now it's 2020, and here's the movie, right? But like, talk a little bit about how great it was to work with the cast, the crew, back again. It's almost like, you know, riding a bike you haven't had a chance to ride in a while, and you get back on it. Talk a little bit about like just how much fun it was to get back in the saddle with those guys.
I can't even describe the honor of sitting in a room with them again and doing this again. On a purely physical level, Chris and I were always trying to get him to do Bill and Ted since 2008, since we started talking to them.
Yeah.
Just do a little Bill and Ted for us. Can we just have a little Bill and Ted? They never would. Literally never would. Such a tease. It was a 12-year-long tease. Getting to get together with them. Look, man, I'm about to be 60. I was 23 when Chris and I came up with Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
There's no other, there's no way of describing this other. And it went from a silly lark developed post-adolescent to what's become a weird life work simply by the bracket of this 37 years, you know?
Yeah.
So sitting in a room with these people and with director Dean Parisot, who I met in 1992, that's when I met him, seeing Billy Sadler show up again and Hal Landon and Amy Stock, getting to revisit these people that we revisited at profoundly different parts of our life was incredibly moving, profound. And it made me feel a part of a continuity of time that you rarely get to feel, which is could be depressing, but it wasn't. The depressing part would have been, holy shit, look how old we are.
Yeah.
But what was invigorating instead was, holy shit, this movie started my career. Here I am revisiting these characters now at a place in my career, which thankfully isn't over, but is, you know, is in a much more mature stage. And here we are again with these humans that we invented, getting to act them out again, getting to see where they are now. It reaffirmed this thing for me that happens to all of us, which is, guess what? Like it or not, you age. Time only moves in one direction.
Yeah.
Even though we're playing with time travel, the truth is it only goes in one direction.
No doubt. That's awesome. And just to kind of share my experience with this movie, like I said, I grew up watching this movie. And then during this pandemic, we've been watching a lot of movies. We watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure with my daughters. They're, like I said, they're 10 and 12. They dug it. And it means a lot to me because, again, Bill and Ted are fathers. You see that fatherhood aspect with their daughters and all that. So I love that. For you, of course, it means the world. But then for us growing up, this movie, like when I was watching this, it took me back to when I was a kid, but then it also brought me forward to being a dad. So I could, there was like highs and lows with everything where I'm like, oh, this is like a nod to, you know, the past two movies. And this is like, of course, something new with parenthood. So I think you guys did a great job. Of course, cast, crew, everybody was great. Again, everybody takes in art differently. What do you hope viewers will take away from this film?
Well, it's a great question. You know, at the end of the day, I have no control over what people actually take away. And I'm not particularly thick-skinned, which is why I don't end up reading reviews or articles and stuff. I just find that even the good ones somehow don't make me feel good. But my hope, I guess, more than anything right now is that people find a 90-minute respite from the, honestly, stress and tension that this world is providing us right now. Have a laugh, have a smile, have a feeling of warmth, and just kind of go, oh, you know what? That really made me happy. At the end of the day, we worked for 12 years, working like crazy, 50, 60, 70 hours a week sometimes during shooting. Writing, rewriting, just to create a silly 90-minute diversion, a ridiculous, absurd little movie. Yes, it's about failure and disappointment and disillusionment, but it's a silly comedy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's all we did. You know, we just tried to make something diverting. So I guess what I want is for people to just have some fun for a little while and smile and maybe raise a glass to how we're unified, all of us, trying to do the same thing, trying to get through this craziness together.
Well said, sir. And everything that you hope people got out of it, I definitely got out of it. I got one more question before I go with the Fatherhood Quick Five. And again, you know, you said, you know, you're talking about just the move to New York and how it meant a lot to you. And of course, your daughter. For new dads, listen to this. What is one big piece of advice you'd offer to them?
You will never regret, ever, ever, ever regret any single moment you spend with your child.
100% agree. 100% agree. Great advice right there.
Yeah, it's an investment that will pay off in spades. You will never, ever be on your deathbed and wish you spent more time at the office.
Yep, exactly. No doubt. Really appreciate you sharing your thoughts on fatherhood. And of course, Bill and Ted Face the Music. Now we're going to finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. This, the first one, always, I always ask this, so it's not just because you're on here and you make movies, but, and you write movies, but do you guys have a favorite family movie that you guys like to watch together?
My kids and I, because I went through a divorce, my kids and I watched, it's not a movie, sorry, The Simpsons.
Oh, nice.
My friend Al Jean, who I worked with on It's Gary Shandling show, took me to lunch one day because he had gone through a divorce. And I wasn't even super close with him. Very kind gesture. took me to lunch and he gave me a DVD set of one of the seasons, and it became the go-to night activity that we could sit and laugh, that worked for them and for me. It was funny, it was silly, and it allowed us to be in the middle of pain and also laugh and share something. So for me, it was The Simpsons, and we ended up watching, I think, pretty much every episode that was ever made.
Love it.
Through a night.
That's awesome. I love that. I always had the fortunate to interview Al Jean and told him that Homer Simpson would be proud of me because I got a free sub quoting an episode during my college days. So Al Jean really liked that. So I appreciate you sharing that story. Favorite family song, or was there an artist you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to?
Fascinating. I'll tell you, I hope this doesn't flip the question in the wrong way.
Yeah.
But my children are the ones that are expanding my music taste right
Perfect.
Now. My kids have turned me on to some of the best music. Their playlists are eclectic, fascinating. When I was a kid, my dad had his music. He listened to who the hell knows? I mean, you know, big band. what I think was Muzak.
Yeah.
He had no interest in my music, and I had no interest in his music. My kids' music goes from 30 years before I was listening to music all the way to the most cutting-edge, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
And I listen to their playlist. So I don't think I introduced them. I took my son, in particular, to concert after concert after concert. We went to Springsteen on the road in a bunch of places. I took him to Van Morrison and James Taylor and Eric Clapton, and I took him to the Arctic Monkeys, and I took him to Kanye, and I mean, I took him to anything that you know he wanted to go to with me, I would take him.
Yeah.
Same with my daughter, but she's a little cooler than me and didn't want to be seen with her dad as much. But the two of them have the best taste now, and they're the ones that are making me listen to music, and they are opening my world.
Great answer right there. I love that. Three more questions. And again, I know everybody's kind of chilling at home, but describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
My perfect vacation is a combination of adventure and rest. And they're different. Each kid, I have two kids, my son and my daughter, and they both like different types of trips. So with my son, river rafting. We did a river rafting trip every year from the time he was 6 until he was about 18 or 19, and we're going to go back again as soon as we were going to go this summer, but, you know, I don't know if you heard there's a pandemic.
Yeah.
You probably didn't hear about it, but yeah. My daughter likes more urban experiences.
Okay.
So with my daughter, it's a trip to Paris or a trip. We took a trip to New York once before we lived here. We took a trip to Rome. You know, a trip to a really cool urban place that has some really, like, a good museum or two, and then a swimming pool where we can chill afterwards. So those are the two perfect trips. They're each different because the nice. Kids were different.
Love it. Are you more Bill or Ted?
I think it's fair to say, truthfully, that Bill and Ted are alter egos of Chris and me. But unlike a lot of writers who write these dark, dangerous characters who can like commit a lot of the atrocities that we as humans wish we could commit but don't, Bill and Ted are the opposite. They're the antithesis. They're aspirational alter egos who live a good life the way we wish we could, you know, who bounce through the world with a kind of optimism and beneficence in a way that I don't know if we always do. I don't think I'm either, to be honest. I don't have the buoyant inspiration that Ted has, and I might have a little bit more of the dogged insistence on moving forward that Bill has, so maybe I'm a little more like Bill, but I still think that's a stretch.
Appreciate you sharing that. And lastly, top three words you hope your kids would use to describe you as a dad.
Did his best.
Perfect. Love it. People, make sure you follow Ed on Twitter at Ed_Solomon. Check out his website, Ed Solomon Official. And of course, check out the latest installment of the Bill and Ted trilogy, Bill and Ted Face Music, on August 28th on demand, wherever you can get it, or in theaters. Ed, it's such an honor to chat with you. I really appreciate you creating this world. Of course, everybody that brought into it, the actors and all that, you know, Alex and Keanu and your partner, Chris. But these movies mean so much to us and you know, just my generation. And now we get to share it with our kids. So continued success in the future. And I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to chat with me, sir.
Hey, it was a pleasure being on with you. This was a unique one in a good way for me. And it was an absolute honor to be on with you. So thanks, Art. Hope to do it again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.